All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie the Riveter, when they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter.
That song from 1942, written by Red Evans and John Jacob Loeb, celebrates one of the most important groups to emerge on the home front in World War II. Collectively known as Rosie the Riveter, women covered their hair with bandanas, picked up their tools, and went to work in war production at factories all across America. One of the most important plants in the war effort was the Willow Run Bomber Plant in Ypsilanti Township. Henry Ford built it to make B-24 bombers, the Liberator. 8,685 bombers rolled off the assembly line at Willow Run during the war. Joining us today is one of those Rosie the Riveters. Emma Rancourt worked at Willow Run. She installed radios in the flight decks of those Liberators. These days, Emma lives in South Lyon. Welcome to the program, Emma.
Thank you.
You were 19 when you came to work at Willow Run. Were you excited or were you scared?
Well, I guess it was a little bit both. I've never been in a big factory like that before.
And so when you came to work there, describe it for us if you can. What were the sounds and what was the feel of the plant when it was, here it was, turning out a B-24 every 55 minutes? What do you remember most?
Well, mostly it's just going to work and doing my work and seeing so many people in one place. That was unusual for me. And knowing that people were coming from all over Michigan to work there, and they had a lot of mileage to put in, coming and going. And we worked, I think we worked 8, 9, or 10 hours.
Meantime, there weren't many boys around, were there?
No, there wasn't. There was a lot of them in the factory, but they were either women or old men. We got along like a big family.
Very big. I know when you see there were some 42,000 workers at that point. What did you like most about working at Willow Run during World War II?
Well, to be honest with you, I was just happy to have a job.
Was there a sense that you were helping the war effort? Were you thinking in that way?
Yes. We never really talked about it. We all understood it, and that was it. You was there to do what you could do.
There were 12 million American women working in 1940 and 20 million
well,
by...
Well, I don't know if there was a lot, but I didn't...
You know, well, across the country, would you think about the big change, the big important social and economic change because of women like you, with starting with 12 million American women working in 1940 and 20 million by 1944, that was a big 57% jump. Did you have any sense that you were making American history when you were punching in every day at Willow Run?
Well, I never really thought of it that way. I mean, we were there to do a job, and we all did our job.
Emma, what did you do after the war?
I got married and had a baby, became a housewife.
Was your husband was he serving overseas?
No, he was working there with me.
So Willow Run gave you your husband?
Honestly, yes.
Now, you visited Willow Run not that long ago. Tell us, how did it feel walking back in there again after some 70 years?
Well, it's nothing like I can remember it because, you know, we had the planes there. But what mostly it is it was displayed, which now is nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like going to an empty house after, you know, you've seen furniture in there, but you come in and after a while and it's just a big room.
A little bit sad, maybe, thinking of what had been there.
Well, no, there was also nice memories of the people that we met. And we like to say, to us, it was the idea we were helping, or at least we thought we were helping. We felt we were like we were helping. And it was a good satisfaction. You don't think about a lot of things like that at the time when things happen. After a while, you think about it later on, yeah.
Sure. But what would you like to have us know about what it was like to be in that plant? What's the most important thing we should know about what you and the other women did at Willow Run during the war?
I mean, everybody did. It came from so many different areas of Michigan. We never knew even we had that many cities in Michigan. And from way up north and that, some people had to drive almost 4 hours just to get down there and go 4 hours, go home. I thought that was quite an achievement for those people.
Emma, is it hard to believe that it's been 70 years since you were reporting to work there?
Yes and no. I'm 88, and I'll be 89 in September. Yeah, it's just kind of hard to think that I've gone through a lifetime where there was a war in my lifetime, and then I've worked in it. I didn't think I'd ever going to be 88. So.
Well, Emma, thank you for talking with us today on Stateside.
Well, okay, I'm glad I could help you.